would be a complete and full repeal of that law, and it would allow unlimited numbers of permits at any non-for-profit entity or any clinics or any property or any pharmacy that they would like to open anywhere in the state. And the bill from 2 years ago that we almost had a compromise on, I feel like we were close if it had had a few guardrails about patient freedom of choice. I believe in the interview that Heather had earlier that, and Senator Flippo alluded to this, that Senator Justin Boyd is working on a bill that's more similar to what Representative Lee Johnson had 2 years ago that failed in the House committee. Also, that legislation 2 years ago was not heard in the Senate or considered in the Senate Public Health. It was in the other chamber. So those are just a few nuances about what's going on. But overall, we've learned a lot, even though we were opposed to that bill 2 years ago and it's in the fashion it was in. We were close. And with time, when you're trying to unwind 50 years of history and the way the market has evolved in that 50 years, you need to do so thoughtfully to ensure that you're balancing the unmet needs without any unintended consequences or harm that you didn't intend to happen. I agree with Senator Flippo that this bill, I mean, probably neither one of the bills would put every independent pharmacy in Arkansas out of business, but both of them do have the potential to create harm.